You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
All right, let me pray. I'm going to get this party, so to speak, started. All right, let's do this. Well, Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everyone that's in the Path to Purpose group here on Facebook. I thank you for everyone that's going to be listening to this broadcast. And Father, I just thank you that we are here by divine appointment, that this is not just a time that we are listening to me on our calendars, or that I'm talking on my calendar, but I thank you, God, that this is, you've drawn us here to be in this moment together. And I thank you, God, that together is a is a primary attribute of the kingdom. It's a primary attribute of the gospel. I thank you that we are one with you in your togetherness in the Trinity. And I thank you that we are one with one another in the togetherness of the body of Christ. And I just thank you, Father, for the reality of that oneness that is being, number one, enjoyed by you, but also the reality of that union that we can enjoy as well. I thank you that union is meant to be relational, that union is meant to be experiential. I thank you that it is the most intimate kind of knowing that can be experienced. And I thank you, Father, that you've designed it that way. And I just thank you, Father, that what you have today for us to hear and what you want to speak today is coming forth clearly. And I thank you, Father, that it's hitting the mark and it is landing, and that you are the one that is speaking, Holy Spirit. I ask you now to just give us ears to hear and give us eyes to see and give us tender hearts to receive every seed that you want to be planted in us today. And Father, I just pray that every seed that gets planted in us today will produce fruit, Father, that will produce an everlasting harvest of righteousness, peace, and joy, that there would be kingdom fruit that comes from the seeds that land in our hearts today. And I just bless our time together, Father, and I just bathe this entire broadcast in grace, and I thank you that your grace is sufficient. And so I just turn it over to you. And I just thank you, Father, for what you are doing and plan to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, you guys. It is May, the fifth month of 2025. I don't know about you, but I'm like, wow, are we already in May? I mean, really, like, it's a really, like, amazing that we're in May. Like, this year for me is blowing by. And I have maybe a lot of reasons why I think that. And my perception of it is that it's going so quickly. But maybe I do take a moment and stop there. I think that there is so much going on in the spirit. I think that God is up to so many things. And so maybe that's for me, maybe that's where the perception of things moving fast is coming from. I feel a real acceleration in transfiguration. Wow, that rhymes, right? Acceleration and transfiguration. I really do feel that in my own life. And I also believe that what I am experiencing is not unique. I think that is what the Father is up to. I think that, you know, it hit me this morning that, you know, May is the fifth month of the year, and that is the number of grace. And, you know, I think that is really such an important part of what May is all about for us in the timeline of human history and in the timeline of our own lives. So that's the first thing that I want to say for May. Like, I've done lots of words of the month for May, and I don't know that five, the number of grace, has ever necessarily been highlighted like that to me. But I just feel like this is, like, there's just a lot of grace that we need right now. And I thank you, Father. And I'm so grateful that there's a lot of grace available. You know, grace is made perfect in weakness. When we are weak, he is strong. You know, when grace abounds towards us, you know, we abound to every charitable work and good donation. You know, I mean, like it's, there's an aspect of where grace, you know, is like miraculous things happen. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Like there's this unequal scale, right? Where grace kicks in and does what is impossible for human beings to do. And so I just, I guess, first of all, I just want to say that I feel there's just great grace over the month of May. But let me also just go ahead and dive in to what I'm really, I'm going to just tell you right now what the word of the month is for May. Sometimes I teach and build up to it, but I'm just going to lay it out there right up front today. Because the word of the month for May that I've got, and I, you know, I don't know if this is like a hallelujah, jump up and down, woo, you know, party word, but I do think it's the word, and it's two words actually. And it's the word messy middle. And you're like, what does that mean, Shalise? What's the messy middle? Well, the best way that I know how to describe the messy middle, and I want you to think about it in the context of there being an acceleration on transfiguration. Okay, let's think about what transfiguration is. Okay, it's the Greek word metamorpho. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or not, which is the root word that we get the word metamorphosis from. Okay. And the word metamorphosis is, you know, we think about that in terms of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. And if you studied much about that process, right, the metamorphosis of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly, the messy middle within that context would be the time that the caterpillar is in the cocoon. And, you know, in that cocoon is a definite messy middle, right? It's where there is a death and a resurrection. Okay. It's Jesus's 3 days, you know, in the grave, right? It's that time in between where the old is dissolved or dissolving and the new is being formed in secret. And I encourage you to really sit with this, okay? Because let's talk about how this applies in our life. Okay, this applies in any area of our life where metamorphosis is needed. Okay, so whether that's a metamorphosis in your health, whether that's a metamorphosis in your relationships, whether that's a metamorphosis in your finances, whether that's a metamorphosis in your relationship with God. I mean, there is a pattern of death and resurrection that is modeled throughout creation and throughout really Jesus's life. And you know, those of us that follow Jesus are in the losing our life business. And I think, you know, the losing your life business is, first of all, that's not for babies that are on milk. Okay. It's not the place where, you know, you are pumped up because you cast out a devil, you know, like how the disciples were like, oh, Jesus, we're so excited, right? Even the devils are subject to us in your name, right? And Jesus is like, you know, I saw Satan fall from lightning, like lightning from the sky. And he said, but don't rejoice in this. Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. And, you know, like there's this rah-rah of the power of God that is awesome. And we all long for that. And we all are excited about that. But there's another aspect as the apostles grew and stepped into their role in church history and in the story of human history, where it wasn't all rah-rah. right? I mean, they were prepared to model the life that Jesus lived, which was a life that was laid down in service to others. And in the service of love, in the service of Jesus being the head and them being a body, meaning they weren't in charge. They weren't in control. Paul describes himself as a bondservant to love, meaning that they had lost their lives. They had lost their self-direction. They had lost their will. And I don't mean their will to live, but I mean just, you know, as Jesus prayed in the garden, you know, not my will, but your will be done. Like Jesus died in the garden first. You know, yes, he died on Calvary, but the death to his own desire, the death to his own will, his decision to lose his life happened in the garden. And so, you know, in this journey of following Jesus, we are coming into a place at some point, right, where we are losing our will to the Father's will, and we are laying down our lives in the service of the King. And we are offering, you know, which is really where we started at the beginning of this year, offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. Why? So that Jesus can use our bodies and use our time and use all that he has put inside of us for the service of God and man, right? So this is like Jesus getting to use your body to go where Jesus wants to go and to do what Jesus wants to do. And that's what the head gets to do. The head gets to direct the body. But the beautiful thing about losing your life is Jesus also said it wasn't just about losing your life, it was actually finding it. And so back to this metaphor of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly, you know, the caterpillar's losing its life to become something new. And, you know, I really believe that as we entered into this year, let me just kind of backtrack a little bit, right? Like at the beginning of the year, when we entered into 2025, you know, the word of the year was mind blown. And the phrase that went along with that was the way that I want to manifest myself through you as you is mind blowing. And, you know, there's this picture, I feel like when we stepped into 2025, and this picture is that God wants to possess, I'm just going to say it that way. We think about demonic possession. We don't think about God possession, but I want us to think about it a little bit, because God wants to possess our bodies. God wants to possess ourself to such a degree that the manifestation of God is the manifestation of ourself. I mean, that's worth sitting with for a minute. That we are so entangled in our eye. Okay. My eye, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ in me. And so there's this eye that Paul began to identify with, right? There was this crucified Paul that no longer lived. And then there was this I that lived that wasn't him. So something died and something rose. And what rose was a new I. And in this metamorphosis that we are in, this transfigurational process that we are in, what is being revealed is your true I. Okay? It's the I that is Christ. It's the I that it's not the I that no longer lives, all right? It's the I that is Christ. And so if we're going to take this metamorphosis, little analogy a little bit further, all right, we would say that the caterpillar I, that the caterpillar is your crucified I, and that in this messy middle, right, it's where there is this losing of your I. There's this losing of your life. There's this disintegration of your ego. There's a disintegration of the old man. Because, you know, the old man's already been crucified, but the old man is running the show in a lot of different ways in our lives, if we're just honest. Okay? If we think about the way that we react to things, if we think about the emotional roller coaster that many of us live on, if we think about our relationship with money, if we think about our the ways that we feel unsafe, and if we think about the ways that we cope with the fact that we feel unsafe. I just think if we are honest, there's no condemnation in this. You know, it's just that we were born into a world system that programmed us to survive. We were born into a world system that programmed us to believe that we are separate from God. We were born into a world system that taught us a self-image and an idea of ourselves that we've been deceived into thinking that's who we are. It's a false self. It's the ego. And that survival system, we inherited it from a world that doesn't really know the gospel, that the illusion with separation has been solved, that it's been dissolved in Christ, you know, and so we've inherited it from generations of people who had no idea that they were one with Jesus before the foundation of the world. And it sits in our DNA, it sits in our bodies, and it sits in our minds. And when I say it sits there, I mean it's a subconscious agreement with separation. And the what we stepped into 2025 was the dissolution of that illusion. It is the it starts with a rah-rah, because everybody's like, wait, the way God wants to manifest through us as us is mind-blowing. We're like, woo, let's go, Jesus. Yes, yes, have your way. Oneness with God. Woo, woo. Like, it's a really, it's good news. It's exciting, right? But then when we enter into the process of losing our life and losing our egos and losing the illusion of separation, like there's we're excited about that too, because there's no life in it. And we know this. We're not in agreement with survival. We're not in agreement with, oh my gosh, whatever, anxiety or looking for money to feel safe. We're not in agreement with the reactions that we have or the triggers that we have, or, you know, when we step out of the fruit of the Spirit. It's not like we're like, I mean, I hope. I mean, some of us may be, you know, self-deceived to a point that, you know, your anger is justified. And, you know, if you don't like it, well, that's not my problem. I mean, you know, like there you may be in that level of self-deception. I don't know. But for the most part, I don't think we're like sitting around excited about the way that our emotions control us, or excited about the emotional roller coaster, or excited about the areas of our lives where we know that there should be more fruit, or there should be more money, or there should be more health, or there should be more peace, right? I don't think we're like sitting around excited about that. But you know, the concept that we are losing our survival programs, and it's all that we've known, right? It's like there's this disorientation of well, the old doesn't work anymore. You know, it's like I'm a butterfly, but I'm like trying to act like a caterpillar. You know what I'm saying? And like a caterpillar has all these legs, and butterflies don't have all the legs that the caterpillar has. So, you know, the caterpillar can do things that the butterfly can't do. But hey, the butterfly can do things the caterpillar can't do. I mean, the butterfly can fly, you know, but the caterpillar, you know, is down on the ground. But if I'm a butterfly trying to act like a caterpillar, then I'm lost. The butterfly is confused, and it's definitely not operating in its true identity or being or potential. And so, you know, what I'm seeing right now, you guys, and what I'm experiencing right now, you guys, and what I believe for those of us that have said yes to surrendering our bodies as a living sacrifice, and saying yes to God inhabiting our lives to such a degree that it's no longer I that live. You know, there's an aspect of this that is disorienting, and there is an aspect of this where, you know, our understanding is like lost its ability to understand. I'm sorry. I don't know why that makes me laugh. Maybe because there's joy when you get out of the habit of needing to understand everything, because having to understand everything really is exhausting. It really is heavy. But there is a lightness that comes from just, you know, that aspect of losing your understanding. This isn't a gloom and doom. I mean, it sounds a little bit gloom and doomy, and it feels gloom and doomy. That's a funny word too. It feels kind of gloomy and doomy. But there is resurrection life that is being worked in secret. And I also want to say that, like, you know, metamorphosis is a private business, and the what happens in that little cocoon is really, really miraculous, and it is really, really God. Okay, like it is the complete loss of control, and you know, my goodness, for recovering control freaks. that is messy. That is scary. And you know, the survival systems are dying. Okay. And that is what is happening. And it's what's happening in May. But it's happening by the grace of God, right? It's happening like the process of metamorphosis is happening to the caterpillar, right? It's happening to the butterfly, but the butterfly or the caterpillar are not in control of what is happening to them. Like it's being done to them. And that's also what's happening. Like this is being, it's being done to us because God is going to flow through us as us. So there's this this beautiful, messy, disoriented, excuse me, confusing, you know, place that is called, I'm calling the messy middle, that is a description of what God is doing in our lives. And this may be at a micro level, okay? This may be in a particular area of your life that, I mean, frankly, you've been praying for change in that particular area of your life, maybe for decades, okay? But it's also happening, you know, at a macro level, right? This is the process of transfiguration. This is us being revealed as who we already are, but we haven't really believed it yet, or we haven't totally experienced it yet, you know. And it's manifested truth. It's the incarnation of truth, of the truth of our being. It's the incarnation of your true self, right? Of your new I, of who you've always been from God's perspective since before the foundation of the world, but who you're just discovering because you were blinded by, you know, who you thought you were and what the world told you you were. You know, I want to go to a couple of scriptures. It'd be nice to read the Bible. I've been laughing this morning in the most like inappropriate moments. It's just funny. Not just on here, but it's like, I don't know what's happening to, I don't know what's happening to me. I guess I'm in the cocoon. But let's go. I want to go to Ephesians 5:14. I was going to, you know, our scripture for the year. Let me just do that first. Let me go first there. I'm going to do it in order. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, mirror translation. This has been our scripture all year. It says, Romans 12:1 says, live consistent with who you really are. I'm going to stop right there, because as soon as I started to say that statement, I just saw like the butterfly and the caterpillar. You know, it's like, butterfly, don't stop acting like a caterpillar, right? Live consistent with who you really are, Mr. Butterfly. Mrs. Butterfly. All right. And then it says, inspired by the loving kindness of God, says, my brothers, the most practical expression. I don't like that it says my brothers. Where's the sisters, Paul? Anyway, I'm going to say my brothers and my sisters, the most practical expression of worship, excuse me, is to make your bodies available to him as a living sacrifice. This pleases him more than any religious routine, right? So we're losing control of our bodies. Basically, I don't know what that's making me laugh. Okay, that's basically it. We are losing control of our bodies. We are becoming a living sacrifice, fully possessed by Jesus. And it says he desires to find visible individual expression in your person, right? This is him saying the way that I want to manifest myself through you as you is mind-blowing. God wants to visibly and individually, uniquely express himself as you, where you, and you are this glorious masterpiece of a unique expression of the glory of God in union with God, and this expression of God expressing himself through you. Okay. So that's been our foundation scripture for the whole year. But today, I don't know why I have to keep doing that. Let me just take a drink of water, you guys. Sorry. I don't know. I should probably do vocal warm-ups before I get on the podcast to get my voice ready. Okay. Ephesians 5:14 says this. This is the message of light. Christ awakens you from your intoxicated slumber and resurrects you out of the death trap of enslaved thought patterns. Okay. Again, as I was reading that scripture, I went back to the cocoon and went back to the messy middle. And basically what's happening in this messy middle is not only a place of dissolution and death, in a sense of losing your old self in your mind, right? Like losing your mind, mind blown, you're losing your old mind, but it's happens through the process of awakening, right? And this resurrection, there's this awakening at the same time, or I don't know how it works. If it's, I don't know. The little caterpillar dissolves into goo, but then there's a reformation of the caterpillar into this new butterfly, right? So there's this awakening of the new creation. There's this formation of a new complete way of being. It's an operating system upgrade, meaning it's a new way of being. And it says here that there is this awakening out of this intoxication and the slumber that the old man was formed in and walked around in. And then there's this awakening that happens so that the new man, the butterfly, is awakened and begins to function. And so it says here that Christ does this. Okay, back to grace. Christ awakens you from your intoxicating slumber. And Christ resurrects you out of the death trap of the old enslaved thought patterns, out of the old caterpillar ways of being. And so this is grace from start to finish. You know, I've been sitting with something. I've got about 10 minutes left, and I have been sitting with it. And I knew coming into the broadcast today that I needed to do it. But I've kind of battled with it a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because it hasn't left and I have been sitting with it. But I'll make the announcement and I will say this, I'll just kind of, let me just be as transparent as I know how to be right now. You know, I'm in my own very intense version of what I am sharing today. And, you know, last month, I don't know if you guys remember last month, I didn't even know how I was going to do the broadcast, right? I mean, I was in literal, my body was shaking. I mean, even as I sit here and start to talk about it, it's like my body starts to shake again. I mean, there was this, like a physical component of the work that God is doing in my life, which is like retraining my nervous system, setting my nervous system free from, oh God, I don't want to cry, Lord. Setting my nervous system free from survival and, being on guard and alert, not because I consciously wanted to do that. It's just that survival is programmed into our bodies. Survival is programmed into our nervous system, into our, you know, our amygdala, into our brains. And I was in a really intense place last month, and it hasn't let up. In fact, it seems to just have been intensifying. And I'm sharing that to say that I need to take a break. I need to take a break from our podcasts. And I need to be in my cocoon for a minute. And, you know, I've sat with that because, you know, I like our time together. And I know that it's life-giving. And I don't mean just to you. I mean, it's life-giving to me. You know, there's many times when I sit down, you know, even like today, where I don't really know what I'm going to say. And so I'm getting it fresh out of the oven at the same time that you are. And, you know, I used to feel like that's not right. Like I should be, I mean, I'm always in scripture. I'm always in the mode of preparing. I mean, you know, but I used to think like, that's not right. Like I should have, you know, 10 point sermon and I should, and I do have notes. I mean, when I teach in Elevate and that kind of thing, you know, I do have notes. But for the most part, I'm getting it, you know, so at the same time you are. And when I say it's life-giving to me, but you know, regardless of whether it's life-giving to you, but it's not about me, it is about you. So anyway, you know, I need to take a step back and I need to take a step back and it's not forever. I mean, actually, I think it's 40 days. I think there's something significant about that number. I didn't really want to cry, you guys, sorry. But I need to be in the cocoon. I need to be with in Jesus and allow whatever he's doing, which I'm describing what he's doing. I've been describing it this whole time, to me. And the Father asked me to take a step back. So, and I'm not crying because of that. I'm not crying because I, you know, like I'm whatever upset about that. I don't even really know why I'm crying, except that it's just intense. It's intense. And, it's intense physically, but it's also intense from a revelation standpoint. And it's you know, when the old doesn't work and the new's not in place, you know, it's like you forget how to be. It's so you just feel like an alien or something. You just are like, what in the world is happening? And I just think I need space to be undone. I think I need space to just not have to be together for a minute. And so I have no doubt that that's okay with you guys. And that it's, you know, I mean, my gosh, if 40 days passes as fast as I feel like the whole year is gone, you know, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that. You know, I'm not pulling back. I mean, it's just really from public, you know, and I'm not pulling back from, you know, obviously doing any Emerge or doing Elevate or doing any of the things that I do with my students. Okay. I just really felt like it was public facing right now. So there's going to be, you know, my Elevate coaching call. I mean, which by the way, you know, if you really want to step into this in a deeper way, I really encourage you to step into Elevate. It's called, this month is called Embodying Perfect Love. And there's just, it's a really powerful prayer that there's a, you know, prayer recording in there. There's awakening meditations, there's mirror cards. There's just like some really powerful resources in there, to help you, I think, walk this out. You know, what I'm calling the messy middle, and just surrender and surrender control and, give Jesus your, you know, I just, that song, Jesus Take the Will, just came to mind, you know, like give Jesus the will. And that's funny. Will, like I was thinking like a steering wheel, but it's also will, W-I-L-L, right? Like give Jesus your will. And, so, you know, I'll be doing that coaching call. And I mean, so if, you know, if you're starved and you need some community or, you know, if this podcast is your lifeline or something, that's a great way to get some community and stay connected. You know, and I laugh a little bit at that, but you know, you guys, I mean, I talk to y'all, you know, you guys reach out to me and I'm so grateful that, you know, the podcast is speaking to you in a really deep way and ministering to you and, impacting your life. And, you know, I always get blown away when people talk about, you know, they're binge listening to Shalice or whatever, or that I show up in their dreams or whatever. Like it's super, I mean, it's awesome. You know, if you're going to lay down your life for people, it's awesome to know that it's having an effect for someone. So I appreciate that. But, you know, yeah, I just appreciate you praying for me. And I'll be praying for you and I will be back. It's not a forever. But who knows, like, who knows what's going to happen when I come back? Who knows what I'm going to be like? You know, maybe I'll just be more me. I don't even know what that means, but I doubt it's going to be any tamer. It's going to be any more domesticated. That's for sure. But yeah, so messy middle, you guys. It's the messy middle. We will be, I'm sure there'll be some announcements. I mean, I really haven't even told the team yet. I really have been sitting with it. And so you got to hear it first. I don't know if they're, I don't know. It's probably not going to be that big of a deal to them, but because it's not like everything's stopping. It's just my public stuff. But yeah, so that's it, you guys. You know, the one other thought that I have as I wrap up is I've been thinking this a lot lately. And I don't know, maybe you can take this or leave this. It's kind of like the Apostle Paul would say, I don't know if this is what God is saying, but this is my thought on it. And that's kind of how I feel about this. It's like, I've talked to Jesus a lot lately about this. And I let me give you the context of it. I think I've shared this with you guys before, but you know, occasionally God would ask me the question, do you trust me? And it always reminded me of like Jesus saying, Peter, do you love me? You know, and Peter, like three times he's asking him this. And you know, Jesus would ask me like, do you trust me? And I'd always answer like, well, I don't know how to answer that question, Jesus, because you know me better than I know myself. And so you know the answer. So you, I don't know how to answer that. To the best of my ability, you know, like maybe that's the best answer I can give. And Jesus one time is just like, well, you recognize it's my responsibility to get you to trust me. He's like, trust is earned and you can't make someone trust you. And I, first of all, that was like super deep to me. But I've also been describing the messy middle as this. And so maybe this will resonate with someone, is that it feels like forced trust. Isn't that weird? Like those words don't go together. You can't make somebody trust you. But then I don't know. Maybe the very process of metamorphosis where you're completely losing control is maybe something like forced trust. But anyway, that's just my thought. So anyway, you guys, I love you very much. And today's May 6th. I mean, we'll figure it out. I don't know, 40 days from now, I'll have to really talk with the Lord about what day I'll be back, but, I will be back and, I'm going to be like, in Jesus' name, a butterfly. So I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. And you are going to survive the messy middle. We are going to survive. We're going to do more than survive the messy middle. We are going to come out free, 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 like real freedom, freedom from control, freedom from manipulation, freedom from the old man, freedom from bondage to our emotions. Like, I just think there's something really, really powerful happening. So I'll see you later. All right. Love you much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is in part made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.